Satnam, everyone. August 4th, 2015, coming right up on August 8th, 2015. So what do we have with numerology and astrology? So we're moving into doing our connection and our calls and our astrology and our connection with our guide and teacher and angels, Yogi Bhajan, the first Tuesday of the month. So we will be posting on Chakra Activation and let you know more about that. Okay, so we'll jump right in. Wings first, right? Usually feet first, so. Yeah. So we'll jump in wings first. That's where us light workers like to jump in. We'll say we'll fly in. We'll have our own expression. We'll fly into this triple eight. The triple eight is connection with the infinite. So 888, this is a portal for mortals to connect with the infinite. It's our portal coming up here in a few days. And we're anchoring in the portal of the infinite. And who gets to anchor it in? We get to anchor it in. So how do we do that? What's going on? So let's talk about that for a minute, and we'll go from there. So what we have happening is Venus and Jupiter square Saturn. And this is actually happening today. It's a 20-year cycle, this Jupiter-Saturn square. So we've got this happening, but we've got a square. When you think about the geometric configuration of what a square looks like, it's when two points meet in space. So what happens when these two points, these two parallel lines, meet at a point in space and time? Something has to move. Something has to change. So what we're doing is we're looking at the point in space where things are meeting multidimensionally. And the only way to look at that, the movement that we want is a multidimensional movement. If this intersection is only looked at in 3D, in a linear time and space, we're on a collision course. So bringing the 888 through is the connection with the infinite. And what is the connection with the infinite? The connection with the infinite is the spinning of these intersections of points and times, or the energies of the planet that are influencing us, that are coming through to us, the frequencies of the planets, the way the galaxy is lining up, and where the planet and the Milky Way galaxy is moving through the bigger universe in time and space. The only way to work with these junctures, with these squares, these conjunctions, is to move into the awareness that we are multidimensional beings. Of course, as yogis, we know that. But that's the consciousness that's expanding on the planet. People waking up or needing to wake up to the fact that we're multidimensional beings. And with our consciousness, we can affect the outcome of our lives and other people's lives and the life of Gaia and the life of planet. So the awakening of the 8-8 portal is more and more people understanding that we're multidimensional beings. And when we look at the point of the intersection of Jupiter and Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn, the square, when we focus on that point and we move into our memory, our awareness, our knowledge of quantum physics, frequency is a wave. Waves are moving through time and space all the time. And when we focus on a certain point, and this is a focal point in time, that point is what brings things into existence. So this Saturn-Jupiter square is a focal point. That's a portal. That's a stargate. That's a wormhole. That's bringing the infinite into existence, that's bringing the awareness that we as co-creator beings can affect the outcome of what's happening on the planet. So we're claiming our power and moving into the power of the mind, the power of the consciousness, the power of the infinite beings that we truly are to affect the outcome on the planet, to bring infinity into being, to bring in the awareness that we're not victims, we're not slaves, and we're coming out of the victim-slave mentality after 2,000 years or longer, 26,000 years, whatever it is, on the planet, into the consciousness that we're free human beings that can work with the infinite in the finite to create the experience of freedom. And the Saturn is restriction. The Saturn is limitation, boundaries. But the finite is boundaries. The finite is restriction. But our consciousness is unrestricted. So if people are just relating to the aspect of 3D as being limited, you're born, you die, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you're right, you're wrong, you win, you lose, all of that, that is going into the black hole for recycling. The black hole that sits on the other side of the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, that's dense matter. So literally the density of 3D, the dense matter of 3D is literally being sucked through the vortex of the Milky Way galaxy, and it's being pushed into another dimension. So there's going to be a lot of polarity of what's being rebalanced on the planet. So the polarity is being rebalanced between the density of 3D and the infinity of the light. So we're rebalancing the eighth, the balance, where the infinite has to be balanced with the finite so that it flows. So we're not staying just stuck as a consciousness of the planet into the duality of 3D, like I said, right, wrong, good, bad, but into the flow of the infinite into the finite. So that's the 8-8 portal that we're moving into. And Yogi Bhajan's smiling and nodding his head. So he's helping us bring that balance into our beings, right, nostril breathing, and he's just holding that, and along with the guides and the angels, they're holding that balance for all of us that can receive the frequency, receive the channeling, receive the energy, receive the infusion. So breathe into that. And for those who are listening to this call later, this is a 20-year cycle. So whether you're on this call today or listening to this later, this is the frequency that's being held to embody the balance of the infinite flowing into the finite and the finite flowing into the infinite. We've been stuck. So it's the flow of the radiant body, the flow of the infinite. The radiant body can contain the finite. So that's the expansion. That's the multidimensional expansion into the radiant body. So the point in space where Jupiter and Saturn conjunct flows multidimensionally into the infinite and then comes back and is contained by the consciousness of the radiant body that radiates the infinite into the finite. So we're not trying to control reality. We're shifting our perspective with the flow of the infinite into the finite, the flow of the Jupiter, that which expands us. Infinite's one of those words like, what? But we can contain the flow of the infinite with the radiant body, and that's what we're doing right now. So as we manage our mind, our body, our spiritual bodies, our mastery bodies, our meditative minds, we have that capacity to move into our mastery of containing the flow of the infinite into the finite with this 888 portal. So that's the astrology that's happening in this big cycle right now. And that's our capacity, and it's the capacity for the unknown to be known to us, and it's our capacity to manifest the infinite, our God self, our divine, and to manage the finite through the consciousness of the infinite. And that's what we're moving into on the planet at this time. So breathe, enjoy, prepare, and chant Aung San Waheguru to feel the infinite in every cell of the body. So here we go. Thank you.